Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
Here we go, back in the mix to play all your favorite music. This is what we've got planned for you today. Ian Somerhalder and Paul Wesley are going to be dropping in on Zoom. My wife has found a new life hack about frying the perfect egg. Plus, your tweets and the Hollywood buzz. So let's turn it up. You're on with Mario Lopez. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. And I'm kind of curious what my wife thinks about this. Honey, as you know, actress Shailene Woodley recently got engaged to quarterback Aaron Rodgers. But now that football season is starting, she is not moving back to Green Bay with him for the season. She's going to stay in California. How do you feel about that if you were in that position?
I mean, he's not in Green Bay the whole season. He travels to other cities too. So
on the weekends, correct.
So I'm sure she's going to be with him, you know, during the week or when she can.
I mean, maybe she's working.
And she's got her own career too.
Yeah,
and listen, he's in Green Bay. You're okay.
Yeah, so when he's not there and she's by herself, what's she going to do?
Right. Just be snowed in.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not mad at it.
Give us your take right now at On With Mario on Twitter. More Mario fun coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez got a couple of TV premieres tonight if you're looking to pick up a new series.
I have some great ones. I'll be watching. Get your popcorn ready. FX has Impeachment, American Crime Story, based on the Bill Clinton scandal, with Beanie Feldstein as Monica Lewinsky and Clive Owen as the president.
Monica Lewinsky, by the way, is a producer on this, so I got to imagine she's involved with the narrative, and I just want to see
the details.
I just want to see Hillary Clinton's reaction.
That's very rude. Netflix has On the Verge. Elizabeth Shue and Julie Delpy are part of a group of close-knit middle-aged women who are trying to navigate through life. You know, I take this middle-aged women thing, you know, kind of to heart. I don't really know what that means.
Because she's hitting the fourth level this year and looking fine. By the way, Elizabeth Shue, we just saw her recently on Cobra Kai. She looks great. I think we googled her. She was like in her late 50s, right? She looks great.
Looks great. Wasn't a fan of her shoes. Remember, we didn't like her shoes that she wore in that episode. But
no pun intended.
Wait, what?
What up? It's Mario Lopez. It's one of the biggest shows on TV and a must watch for wannabe entrepreneurs. I'm talking, of course, about Shark Tank. But two of the sharks are now being accused of being nothing but frauds. Details next in the Hollywood Buzz. You're on Mario and Courtney Lopez, and the stars of Shark Tank are being sued.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
Well, so many entrepreneurs look up to these Shark Tank stars, but a new lawsuit says that Kevin O'Leary and Kevin Harrington are a couple of scam artists.
Ooh. Always the Kevins.
Ooh, they're accused of steering dozens of investors into hiring companies that might not even exist. Kevin O'Leary says he's done nothing wrong. Okay. In fact, he thinks his identity may have been stolen. Oh, the old identity was stolen.
On.
And someone's impersonating him and catfishing these investors. What do you think, honey?
You know, it's hard for me to think that somebody
that successful
would stoop so low.
But the question is, are they really that successful? Or are they just posing to be that successful?
Or is it all a fraud?
Right.
I don't know, but this is they're allegedly, so I can't.
That's
true.
I'm not innocent until proven guilty. You're exactly right about that, but it doesn't seem that reality shows are in a good place right now with successful people. The Erica Jane situation, that seems to be going south real quick, right? Her and her husband.
One of many, isn't it?
Well, yeah,
Real Housewives.
That's true. But I'm saying her husband happened to be like a very well-off, a real well-to-do lawyer. Turns out he was super shady.
Super shady. Oh my God.
OnWithMario.com for more Hollywood buzz.
Here we go.
On with Mario Lopez continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at Geico.com. Easy.
What up? It's Mario Lopez, and it's going down tomorrow. Our iHeartRadio album release party with Imagine Dragons. The new album, Mercury Act 1, is out now. The band will be playing songs from it, and we got the exclusive live stream. You can get the link at onwithmario.com. Mario Lopez here, just 10 days away until the iHeartRadio Music Festival, September 17th and 18th in Vegas. Starting to think about the surprise collabs that are going to be in store. Maroon 5's performing. Be pretty awesome if they brought out Cardi B or Megan. Still time for you to be there, of course. Go to onwithmario.com for tickets and to see the full lineup. Y'all, Mario, Courtney Lopez, let's get to your comments. Keep the tweets coming. Love hearing from you. We're at On With Mario. What do you got in our mentions today, honey?
Well, this is from at CS Akon, and they said, first Bridgerton, now Lady Chatterley's lover. Netflix is becoming a mashup of Hallmark and Skinamax. I can only imagine what Mario Lopez will be wearing in Christmas in Handcuffs 2. I think he meant Holiday.
Christmas in Handcuffs?
I think he meant Holiday in Handcuffs.
I like A for Effort. Yes, it was Holiday in Handcuffs 2. And hey, that's a perfect title for the subject matter you're talking about.
Tell us what you think in the tweet stack at On With Mario. And hang on, more shenanigans coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez with some quick birthday shout-outs. We're going to try to guess the ages quickly.
Evan Rachel Wood from The Wrestler, 13, True Blood.
Evan Rachel Wood is 37.
Evan Rachel Wood, I believe, is 34.
34 is correct.
Damn, I'm getting good.
Wow. Shannon Elizabeth, who was in American Pie with Jason Biggs, who we just had on, Scary Movie, Cursed.
Also an episode of Pacific Blue.
Oh, how could I forget?
I think Shannon Elizabeth is 45.
Oh, a little older for you. I think Shannon Elizabeth is 44.
48.
Oh, okay. We're the same age.
Definitely too old for it. Leslie Jones, the hilarious Leslie Jones from SNL, Supermarket Sweep.
Leslie Jones is 47.
Leslie Jones, I believe, is 49.
54.
Okay, Leslie Jones.
And finally, Gloria Gaynor, the queen of disco.
Oh, no. Yo, back. Oh, back again.
From outer space.
No, this is...
So you're back from back again?
Back.
Yeah.
From outer space.
Not from outer space.
You just walked in to find that here with that look.
You know, I'm not sure about the lyrics. I think you both could be correct, but let's guess the age.
Gloria Gaynor is 73 years old.
Just a second, you'll be back to bother me.
Oh, no, now go.
She is 78.
72.
What up? It's Mario Courtney Lopez. I guess this is becoming an annual thing now, especially for all the amateur HGTV stars. The color of the year. I would assume we've had every color imaginable discovered, right? It's already been chosen for 2022. Breezeway. It's a cool minty shade of green that has a metallic undertone with a beachy feel.
I don't know why when you just said that, like I felt it.
You're all Mario Courtney Lopez. Time to learn a new life hack. What is the topic today at Courtney's Corner?
my God. Cooking.
Courtney.
Courtney's cooking.
My favorite. Well, here are some simple tips that most people don't know about. Stop frying an egg on high heat and flipping it over several times.
Why?
Instead, fry it on low heat and cover the pan with a lid. That will cook both sides of the egg without having to flip it.
Really?
I also know that you shouldn't scramble eggs on high heat. If you keep it on low, yeah, it makes them fluffier.
Good to know.
And with your meats, don't ignore the seasoning. That's just rude.
Yes.
Underseasoned is just as bad as overseasoned. Now, you scare me because he's very picky when it comes to seasoning, because if it's too salty, I hear about it for the next week.
He defeats the whole purpose of the steak.
If it's too salty, he becomes salty.
He becomes salty, and then I hear about it.
Yes.
And it totally takes away his food with love.
Less is more.
It can ruin food.
Well, I'm saying that if you ignore the seasoning, it's not less is more.
It's really about finding that balance.
That's right, honey.
Want more life hacks? Get more from Courtney's Corner at onwithmario.com. More show coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario Courtney Lopez here celebrating Telephone Tuesday. The Tuesday after Labor Day is one of the busiest phone days of the year. That is a stat that I was not familiar with. I was today years old, as they say.
No, you can't say that anymore.
You can't say that anymore.
Why can't I can say whatever I want?
We did a segment of things not to say anymore, and that was one of them.
You're not hip if you use that.
Okay, then I just learned that today. Can I still say that?
You just reformed the sentence, but yeah.
I'm gonna assume they're talking about home phones, because everybody's always on their cell phones, right?
Who has a home phone?
Home phone. What you talking about?
He says that like you just insulted him.
What are you talking about? If you have an alarm system, you have to have a home phone.
This is the same guy, by the way, who called my work phone a few days ago. I was like, what's a work phone?
I just, yeah. Okay.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. My guests today are Ian Somerhalder and Paul Wesley. You probably remember them from the Vampire Diaries, but these guys are now big whiskey makers. We're going to pour a couple drinks after a few more songs. You're all Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, actors Ian Somerhalder and Paul Wesley. Welcome to the show, guys.
Yo, what's up? Thanks for having us, dude.
My pleasure. Now, listen, last we spoke, I believe, I don't know if you just had launched it or you were getting ready to, but I know you've been killing it since then, talking about your bourbon business, of course. Congratulations, man. Happy for you guys and got the bottle. Been sipping on that. That was really good. For those who may not be familiar, talk about the transition into the whiskey business and where the idea from Bond Brothers bourbon came from.
Brothers Bond.
Brothers Bond.
Yeah, no.
All good.
Go for it, dog.
The transition. Well, I mean, look, I mean, to put it in a nutshell, you know, ultimately, we, for those of you who don't know, I'll say it very quickly, we played brothers on a TV show, Vampire Diaries, and the brothers drank bourbon on screen.
They bonded on screen.
They bonded on screen drinking bourbon and fought. And Ian and I, we shot in the South, we bonded off screen drinking bourbon after the show. And so it became this, you know, ritual that we created. We have this bond with one another, drinking bourbon on and off screen. And, you know, we've been talking about creating a bourbon for 10 years. I mean, it's been 12 years now.
Yeah.
And when the show finally ended, we decided to embark on the endeavor officially. And we created everything you see here. You know, we didn't just slap our names on this bottle. Everything you see is our baby. You know, this is our baby, and we're the proud parents.
We're the Steven and Damon ran off and went and had a baby together, and it's called Brothers Bond. But it's true, man.
That's awesome. Congrats. All right, hold on, guys. We're going to take a break. We're going to have more of Paul Wesley and Ian Somerhalder in a moment.
Want to be Facebook friends? Join the fam now. Facebook.com/onwithmario. The music and fun continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
You're on Mario Lopez. I'm talking Brothers Bond Whiskey with actors Ian Somerhalder and Paul Wesley, and 50,000 cases shipped in the first 4 months. That is awesome, guys. Were you prepared for that level of demand and surprised by that?
It's always a surprise. I mean, we have to pinch ourselves, right? Cheers, brother.
Cheers, man.
Salute. I love it.
Cheers, brother. Cheers, everyone. Thank you for this.
Hey, man, it's the PM. It's PM. It's not AM.
That's what I'm talking about. Day drinking's my favorite, though.
Wow. It's just so good. Paul and I are very humbled by this. Like, we recognize that being invited into the bourbon community is very special. And our amazing distribution partners, our customers, our retailers, our consumers, our team, everyone, it's a humbling thing for us. So we are grateful to be a part of this community and to kick off, you know, Bourbon Heritage Month today with you is really special. You know, to be a part of all this.
Love to hear it. And you're right, September is National Bourbon Heritage Month. Hold on, we're gonna play some more music right now. What up, it's Mario Lopez hanging out with Ian Somerhalder and Paul Wesley. I wanted to ask real quick, there's a bunch of podcasts that are devoted to breaking down Vampire Diaries episodes. Have you participated in them? And is there a possibility of perhaps, I reimagine it would be tough, but what about like a movie?
Can it be about geriatric vampires?
You guys look the same to me.
Being smoldy pants, we're not gray chickens anymore.
Yeah, getting some gray hairs now, you know. Like,
that's true. Yeah, vampires aren't supposed to age. That's right.
We're not supposed to age, man. It's been over a decade. You can't throw me back in the saddle. It's just not
work. That's the monkey wrench, yes.
What's that?
I said, yes, that's the monkey wrench in being a vampire.
Yeah. And for the last 3 years, we've been developed, you know, like we've been in the home stretch of like building this out. So we have...
Got a couple wrinkles, man.
We've consumed an inordinate amount of bourbon.
I could play Stefan's dad, maybe.
There you go. Flashbacks. We'll go with that. All right, more music now. Mario Lopez, my guests this hour have been Ian Somerhalder and Paul Wesley. And I'm kind of curious, what was your very first concert?
My very first concert, I think... I'm from Louisiana, right? So you have... In Louisiana, there's a festival for everything.
Oh, right.
Crawfish, shrimp festival,
sure.
Crab festival.
And they're all great, like, too.
and they're all amazing. So, I mean, I remember just being a tiny, I mean, like, there's pictures and stuff of me, like, at Mardi Gras after at big shows and stuff, or me sitting on my dad's shoulders
I have a vivid memory of mine. And it was, so I was in love with Gwen Stefani when I was a teenager.
Why wouldn't you?
In love with Gwen Stefani.
She's looked still, exactly the same. She's probably a vampire.
Who doesn't have a crush on her, huh?
I said, she's probably a vampire. She looks exactly the same.
Same. By the way, it's crazy. She's really aged. But anyway, there was a No Doubt concert in New Jersey. And I was like, I think I was like 14 or 15. This is the first concert I went to alone with my friends. I was like 14 or 15. And anyway, I convinced my parents, they let me go with my buddy, Ricky. And my goal was to touch Gwen Stefani. So I convinced this
creepy party of one,
high five or whatever. So I convinced my buddy, Ricky, to throw me up on his shoulders to crowd surf to Gwen Stefani. I made it all the way to the stage. I get right within reach, and one of the security guards grabs me, slams me, and I broke my arm.
Oh, damn. Oh, like, that's a good first concert. That might be the best first concert story ever.
Exactly.
You got to meet Gwen Stefani and tell her that story.
Want to hear more? Check out the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More show coming up from the Geico studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
You're on Mario Lopez. We're wrapping things up with Ian Somerhalder and Paul Wesley. Last question for you boys. Who was your celebrity crush growing up?
Well, I just told you mine.
Gwen Stefani. I had a huge crush on her. You know what, man? When I was a kid, one was Michelle Pfeiffer, and the other one was, remember the famous model, Iman?
Yeah.
David Bowie's. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. His wife, yeah.
I remember just obsessing as a kid of these two women.
There you go.
It was wild. I grew up like
my parents were immigrants, and I didn't, we were like, grew up like trying to assimilate to American culture. And I remember like watching Baywatch, and I fell in love as most men did at that time.
Pamela.
And I was just crazy about Pamela Anderson, and I went through that phase.
Yeah, no, we all did.
You
were
probably about 290 million under the
Well, gentlemen, always nice to see you and to catch up. Again, congratulations on everything. And listen, you can follow them on Instagram at Brothers Bond Bourbon. Ian, Paul, thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
Dude, thank you. Congrats on everything, Mario.
You got it. Thanks. You got it, guys. Thank you. Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez, and on this day in 1994, 27 years ago today, this song went gold. Tootsie Roll, Tootsie Roll, to the left, to the left, to the left, to the right, to the right.
You guys can't see me, but I'm doing my hand motions.
Now shake, baby, shake. Do you remember that song, honey?
I do. I was a ripe old 3 years old.
Yeah, right.
Little baby.
I was just a wee little baby.
You were 17 years old. Don't lie. What's up? You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez. And last night we were invited to something pretty cool. A friend of mine had a wine tasting event matched with cheese and some food. But the thing that was funny in the invitation, and I've seen it a couple times now, they put a start time and an end time. I'm not used to the end time move, but this one was especially funny because my guy said 6:30 to 8 p.m., an hour and a half, and it was a 7 wine tasting. I go, yo, we're going to slam the wine and then just go home.
That's pretty fast.
It was so funny.
I was down.
Yeah, my wife was down because it was perfect on a school night, that sort of thing. But it made me really think, I'm like, honey, because we like to host a lot of parties, we should start incorporating the end time because people would like to post up at our house and they're there for hours on end, right?
Yeah, no, I'm going to do it. I have gone to bed before people are gone.
Yeah, I feel like you guys have actually done that recently.
We never put an end time.
I thought the 4th of July or one of them had an end time on it.
I think we did. Fourth of July.
Yeah.
I don't think
people...
They disregarded it.
Yeah, no one abided by it.
We're going to put it in all caps. I don't think it's rude. I don't think it's an inappropriate move, but I want to see what our listeners think. Is an end time bad?
Give us your take right now at On With Mario on Twitter. More Mario fun coming up from the Geico studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
What up? It's Mario Lopez here with my wife, Courtney. Selena Gomez now has her own ice cream sundae. If you go to Serendipity 3 in New York, order the Selena sundae. It's cookies and cream ice cream covered in hot fudge, Oreo crumbles. Right there, you have me. Stop there, but you keep going. Pink sugar, whipped cream and topped with banana and cherry. This is like five ice creams in one. Too much.
But you, it's $29.95.
It must be one of those, like, for a family.
Is she serving it? Because I'm not spending $30 for an ice cream sundae.
If she serves it and sings,
and then I can't
maybe.
Even pick what I want on it. Like, you're going to tell me?
Mario Courtney Lopez here. I don't know if you saw this yet, but a mystery from my childhood has been solved. What exactly is Grimace, the character from The Golden Arches? They just revealed he's a giant taste bud.
That big purple thing that looks like a bubble?
You know, I told you the story I had with Grimace, right? That's where the scar from my forehead.
Oh, yeah, you got in a fight with Grimace.
No, I was running. I turned around and knocked myself out on Grimace.
Don't mess with Grimace.
True story?
True story. You know, that's how I got this scar right here.
He was 37.
I was running. I was like 8 years old. I was running and I turned around. Boom, hit it, knocked myself out. You're all with Mario Courtney Lopez. Time now for one last thing. Budweiser is taking this pumpkin spice trend a little too far. They've come out with a line of fall flavors for its Bud Light Hard Seltzer. Not just pumpkin spice, but also toasted marshmallow, maple pear, and apple crisp. They're only going to be around until the end of October.
Maple pear and apple crisp sounds amazing.
Not for a beer. Maybe for
I don't know.
Coffee.
It's a hard seltzer.
I'm not down with that.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Woo!
Let us know what you think on Twitter at On With Mario. On With Mario Lopez continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
All right, I'm out of here. Hilarious time hanging out with Ian Somerhalder and Paul Wesley. That entire conversation is already live at onwithmario.com. Definitely suggest checking that out. Tomorrow, my guest is my man, Danny A, director of the new movie, I Love Us. Until then, Mario Lopez saying good night.
On with Mario Lopez.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.